Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Governor Mike Beebe is warning state lawmakers not to approve new tax cuts without finding a way to make up for lost revenue. The governor told a joint session of the House and Senate today that the state can afford a half-cent cut in the sales tax on groceries, but no other cuts this session. Legislative leaders have also discussed a reduction in the sales tax on used cars and a break in the tax that manufacturers pay on utilities. Beebe says that if the legislature approved additional tax cuts, it needs to be prepared to make budget cuts elsewhere or raise taxes to bring in the revenue needed to balance the budget. A preliminary report says carbon monoxide poisoning is to blame for the weekend death of a longtime surgeon from Harrison who was found dead at a hunting club in Arkansas County. Tom Bell was unresponsive when he was discovered early Saturday at a duck club near DeWitt. Another man is in serious condition at a Little Rock hospital. Benton County authorities are using grape-flavored water to keep birds from infesting Bentonville High School's Tiger Stadium. The animals don't like the smell of a chemical that's found in the flavoring, which keeps them away from areas coated in the mist. The substance doesn't sicken the birds or kill them. Governor Mike Beebe is asking lawmakers to approve increases in funding for K-12 education as well as colleges and universities. The governor told lawmakers today that he wants to see a 2% increase in per-student funding for K-12 education and a 1% increase in higher education funding. Beebe also said that colleges and universities need to face higher expectations now that more students are pursuing degrees thanks to new scholarships funded by the state lottery. The governor made the remarks during a joint session of the House and Senate shortly after he was sworn in for a second term as governor. A Stone County man has been charged in circuit court with two felonies and four Class A misdemeanors. Court records show that 38-year-old Christopher Matthew Barnett, during a traffic stop, was found to be in possession of controlled and illegal drugs and driving while intoxicated as well. Judge Whit Folks set Barnett's bond at $15,000. And the kickoff for the Kevin Wade Johnson Foundation will be held this Saturday at the Bellevue Baptist Church in Melbourne. The event will start at 3 p.m. with the keynote speaker, Herb Wilson. An explanation of the foundation and its functions will be presented. There will also be a special video presentation. A family spokesman for the foundation, Blaine Johnson, said there will be free barbecue after the meeting, and he invited any and everyone who wants to attend. And the Mountain View City Council meets at 6 p.m. tonight at the Central Fire Station. On the agenda, the adoption of the 2011 budget. And that brings you right up to date.